Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey, Marty's talking right now. This is the worst. This is the greatest thing about Parade Day, the unmitigated disasters. What's up? Solak and Bertrand here in another World Championship Parade Day. I wake up today and I channel surfing.
Yeah.
I start with channel 4, then I go to 5. Then, of course, you go to 7 for the unmitigated train wreck. So you got Steve Cooper live outside the stadium, and he shows you his damage done T-shirt that's underneath his jacket,
which was no doubt given to him by like one of the stores that wanted to plug. I got this at Modell's where they were lining up at 2 a.m.
So let's throw it over to the traffic girl, and they throw it over to her. She's probably like 8 feet from him while the camera turns to give you a different shot. And, of course, her mic's not working, but she's talking. And they leave Cooper's mic open. He's like, oh, he's a really nice guy. Hey, did you see Chuck yet? Is he still over there? And he's just talking. And somebody back at 7 doesn't even have the ability to switch the mic and say,
it's okay.
Tell me
so,
he's
off.
No, you're going to get Tangway today, Gary Tangway.
When you've got that level of news coverage
of
a sports team, it means your team did well.
I know that.
It happens with the Patriots.
I know.
It happens with the Red Sox. And when that happens, you know what you say? You say,
yeah.
That means something good is
like
going
on.
That means something good, unless, you know,
right.
Something really bad has happened with your team.
They blow the dust off
Tangway. As we've been there before, too.
Yeah.
But for the most part, when you get the sports coverage for your nana, as I like to say.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right?
What do you mean? Just stick, throw
channel
5 on and leave it on.
That means something good happened. And that means there are more people paying attention to sports than there usually are. And for me, in this business, I say that's great. I say
that's terrific. It's a half-glass full thing.
Yeah.
But you know what?
It's a parade day, Hardy.
Well, people got parade fever.
Hey, happy parade day.
I know they do.
They've got parade fever. And sometimes it affects the camera guys. It affects the directors at the stations. But everybody's coming out of fever.
I already want to bitch about this parade, by the way. I already want to complain about it.
No, I like positive Beetle.
People that had nothing to do with it are taking the mic.
I get the other day, Marty Walsh gets to do the announcement for the parade. But on these actual days of the, why does the mayor and the governor, why do all these guys get their time? Like Beetle. Why do you get your time?
They're Bostonians.
Oh, it's so painful.
Just it's all city.
Give me the players. Give me the manager. Give me the guys who actually did it.
Give it to Brock Holt. I'll
take 10 minutes of Johnny Gomes today over any of these politicians.
You're right, though. Today's for days like Johnny Gomes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm convinced it's a baseball thing because all these same guys show up for day one of Parkway Little League. The mayor, the governor, whatever state reps, and all the kids are sitting on the field after their parade.
Like, what are we doing with
what are we doing?
Guys?
Are we going to play today? No, kids. This day is for them. This is a big day for Governor Baker. Give him his time on stage.
He's got a damage done sweatshirt on.
Yes.
You know what?
It's a baseball thing.
Wow, there's a lot of people at Fenway, by the way. They've got quite the crowd that is assembled inside the park. I don't know if those are invited guests.
That's your best
I don't know
view.
Who was allowed in today. That's a good crowd.
The parade starts there.
Yeah.
They've all got the fever.
They've got parade fever.
Every single parade one. Fever.
Yep. That they do. Why are there only 3 trophies?
You know what? You're right, Hardy.
Oh, they're going to do a traumatic entry for the 4th trophy? Is
Hardy's
that what they're
right.
doing?
There's in doing the 2 that we did, winning the 2 Super Bowl ones, there was no governor. There was no mayor.
God. Oh, God. The dramatic entry for the 4th trophy at Fenway was Tom Werner carrying it in. They let him carry the trophy in because he got snubbed by Fox the other night.
Please start your cheer.
Is what happened.
He's got the mic.
Linda Pizzuti nipping at his heels. Come on, John. Hurry up.
Get him out of here.
All right. So it is parade day. And as things develop and happen.
Quite the stance.
We will have things.
Wow, those are
we
wild.
Will have things for you. We are not on NBC Sports Boston today. They picked up parade coverage from their news partners. So we are not on TV today. This is a radio show only. Might get a little wild in here.
I'm feeling feverish myself.
I feel
a little warm.
Feel my head.
Parade fever. Tom Werner is speaking. I can't wait to hear this, and you will hear
Jim,
it.
Jim, run on it.
Yeah, we're gonna get to it. Oh my God. Let's go Red Sox.
Hardy, you're right. That none of this, what you would do is you get on the bus, you go down, you get in the duck boat, and you do the parade, the football.
Yes.
This is where you're going to have Wally come up with a mic, and Wally's going to talk, but he can't talk. And he's got that weird Amazon Tessie thing next to him.
Yes.
And they already did. Did you hear the news reports with Steve Horgan, the cop? They reenacted the bullpen cop today.
Yeah.
Out there, because he's retiring. And he talked about the Torii Hunter, falling, all that stuff. Everything.
It's a big day for him, too.
Huge day for him. Huge day. When's he retiring?
January 4th.
Oh, so that's it. This was his last season.
This is it. Yep. So they had him reenacted.
But he's still okay. He's still around.
Spot. Right.
He's like that sales guy that retired around here like 4 months ago, and I still see him every day.
Yeah, I still see him from time to time.
All right.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know what today also is, aside from it being parade day.
Yes.
Halloween.
It's Halloween. That's not where I was going with it, but if you want to go there,
well, it's Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Today is a special day here on this show, as it always is on Halloween, because it means Monster Mash headlines.
Oh. We're time stamping this, right? Because here's the thing. If you're not seeing us in NBC Sports Boston, you won't today until 1 o'clock because the parade coverage is on.
Yeah, I just said that.
They blew the dust off Gary Tangway. They brought him out of his little box down in the basement.
And
they dyed his hair black. And, this is a big day for Gary because Gary's parade guy.
What does that have to do with us?
Well, we're going to be on
Monster Mash Headlines.
Monster Mash Headlines will be at 1:30.
No,
because TV wants to do it live.
No, we decided we were going to do it at 12:30.
Oh, we did, Jim?
Yeah, that was just discussed down the hall.
Well, they may be coming for the call.
You were there.
I'm sorry.
You were there.
No, I wasn't.
No, yes, you were.
No, I was not.
Oh, maybe you had left. Maybe you had left.
Yeah.
That's a 12:30.
12:30 is Monster Mash Headlines.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to put that together. We'll do one rehearsal.
That's pretty much what we always do.
We do one rehearsal.
One dry run, and then we do it for real.
And we do it live.
What the hell is this?
And then it's live. That's Sam Kennedy.
I don't recognize him with a hat on. He has the John Martin hat on. Oh, Cafe Martin.
I wouldn't have recognized him either with that hat on.
His hair is always perfect. He has the glasses. I'm like, I thought that was Gene LaVance for a second.
Sam Kennedy.
Like, okay.
Now you know.
Good for him.
The other thing today is it's opt-out day for one Mr. David Price.
So what is the time deadline for David
Price
today? Midnight. So 3 days after the World Series up until midnight of that day.
Yes. He's got all day to decide what he's going to do. He can opt out of the deal. He can opt into the deal. He has to do something.
I hold all the cards now.
Oh, he sure
does. He holds all the cards.
He's made that
so evident. He has to decide today whether he wants to continue on his current contract, which pays him over $30 million a year. I'd say it's a pretty good deal. I don't know that he would go out and be able to make the same money, but what do I know? I look at the free agent market going into the offseason, and I think there's such a shortage of starting pitching that a guy like Nathan Eovaldi is going to do really well going into the market. Nathan Eovaldi is going to get $15 million or more a season. Bidding on Nathan Eovaldi could get stupid.
Would you pay him that for him to return here?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. But would you pay David Price $30 million a year right now?
No.
What if you're desperate? What if you're another team and you have nobody?
Oh, you mean another team? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So here's what I really think it's about.
This is the best case for the Red Sox.
I don't think David Price wants to leave. Okay. I'm not suggesting that he wants to leave.
Yeah.
What if he wants to get a new contract that extends him longer than what he's got left on his deal?
He wants to A-Rod it. Say, hey, guys, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of opting out, but encourage me not to. Tell me how I shouldn't. What more can you do for me?
He's got 4 seasons left on his deal. Next year, he makes $31 million, and then in 20, 21, and 22, it's $32 million on the deal. That's what he's got left. So maybe it's, hey, I'll take exactly what it is that's left on the deal. But then I want you to tack on a couple more years at another number. Right?
Oh, no, thank you.
I got four years left. I'd like to have 6 years left deal.
That's the worst thing about the deal is that you're going to have me here until he's 37.
No, thank you.
I'm not saying it's something I would want to do. 4 and 127 is what he's got left.
He would have to be borderline delusional to think that anyone's going to sign him on for more time.
Well, that's the way the agent think, bud. That's the agent's job to do that. And this couldn't work out better for both sides. If you're the Red Sox, you want to play games with us? Okay, see ya. Thank you for the World Series. We won another ring. You were a big part of that. You, the player, are now vindicated, so you could feel good about any decision you make.
Let me give you something. Do you think he could go out and get five at 150 right now in Major League Baseball?
Yes.
Five.
Based he's at the high. He's at the highest he can be right now.
No.
Yes.
Five
yes.
and 150.
No. Yeah. He's not. No one's giving him five more years.
Sure he could.
Three or four.
He's got four left.
Sure he could.
On his current deal. You don't think another team that is desperate for a...
Kershaw's opting out.
For what is considered a frontline starter and a guy who should have just been named World Series MVP.
Keuchel?
5-150.
Who do you want? You want him or you want Kershaw or Keuchel?
I think the stupid team would entertain it, is what I believe. Yeah.
33, 34, 35, 36, 37 years old?
Yeah.
No.
5-150 would be $30 million.
I'll John Lester do.
But it would also be $23 million more than what he's got coming to him already. So... All I'm saying is I don't think it's completely out of out of this world to think that maybe he considers opting out with the idea of getting more money here because the market for him could be pretty good this year.
John Lester did fine, but he's 34 years old. Today he's 34.
Now he's 34.
Now.
Yeah. Right now.
Yeah. So that's price in 2 years.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Hello, Red Sox Nation! Are we ready for a parade? How awesome was this team? Well, let me just say, thank everyone for coming in today. I want to thank the Red Sox. They're an incredible organization, starting with the ownership down to our general manager. I had a chance to go to Caguas, Puerto Rico with Alex Cora in the very beginning of the season, and I saw what type of person he was. He's an amazing man, amazing team, with the best fans in the world. Go Red Sox! Hello, Red Sox Nation!
Tessie is the royal ruler.
Turn up, Jim.
That's nothing. Wait till you hear Charlie Baker.
These political guys.
Here we go.
The election's next week, right?
He's an amazing guy. Not for Marty. Marty's not up for election.
Oh, yeah. I didn't
Marty won last year.
I didn't know.
No, but in general,
that.
The election's next week.
I didn't know he was a good guy until I met him in I was with him in Puerto Rico. Woo!
Right. How awesome was his team?
Did you say Rossum?
Rossum.
How Rossum was this team?
Hey, what's up, Aaron? What a Ruby Shack.
How awesome was this team?
Was this team?
Hey, Reggie.
I don't know.
Reggie,
I don't even know what that means.
Look, Reggie. Right,
what did the mayor, the governor do? What did Governor Baker do?
Woo!
Is that it? That all he did? And then he was done.
Oh, we gotta let that breathe for a second, though.
What's the name of that guy that went nuts? Wasn't that Dean?
Yeah.
We're gonna get him. That ended well. For
Howard
me.
Dean, right?
Yes. Sleeves rolled up.
Woo! Woo! It never gets
old.
Can
you believe how much swag is out there? It's great. Never gets old.
It never gets old, does it? These duck boats rolling through. I was thinking in a lot of cities, a lot of states, you wake up with helicopters overhead, you're worried something bad's going on here. It means the duck boats are rolling through town.
Absolutely. And by the way, how many of you have only lived in the 2000s for the Red Sox? I got to tell you, for all of those with gray hair, you are living in the golden years, folks.
You've been drinking this morning, Governor.
I hope.
Serious question.
I hope for him. Because I dig him. It's my guy. I like Charlie.
Have you been drinking this? Have all of you been drinking this morning? What time did you all start drinking? The mayor sang Rossum.
Rossum. Hey, Raggy, we'll get a Woodritz. It's the old Rivers. I knew he was a criminal. It's old man
Jim,
Smithers.
I just want that on file.
Hardy,
anytime Charlie
Smithers?
Baker, his name is brought up. We don't mention him often, but if we do, I want that at the ready.
Oh, my God. Hardy, it's old man Smithers from the...
from the
So, John Henry has... he's wearing the Serengeti sunglasses. The Serengeti drivers, number one. It is... They're in the shadows... In Fenway.
Yeah.
He's not taking the glass off. He's turning into Scott Zolak.
Yeah, he's nice. The new Zo.
Love it.
Well, if he takes them off, where's he going to put them? You know, that's the question. Where are you going to put those glasses to keep them clean?
I know, I'll show you.
He needs the little flip-ups or just the big shades that go over the other glasses.
I was going to say the old people driving glasses that go right over their actual glasses.
I got to tell you, for all of those with gray hair, you are living in the golden years, folks.
They have no idea what we went through. Sunday night, Chris Sale strikes out Manny Machado, of all people, to end the World
Series. That was sweet.
What was your reaction?
Well, we don't sit in our house. We stand and we pace. And when I saw Machado come up, and I saw
no
the chairs. Look on Chris...
No sitting in our house.
Hold on a second.
None.
That was pace, he said. Because it's we stand and we pace. All over the seat. What?
Walk,
no, pace.
Walk, boy.
Pace. Even the
well,
women.
We don't sit in our house. We stand and we pace.
Where's he live? Swampscott? He lives down in Swampscott.
I have no idea.
I think he does.
That's not Governor Charlie Baker.
This isn't that.
That's Chuck. That's Chuck Baker up there, ladies and gentlemen.
That's Hammer.
And his Red Sox fan, Chuck Baker.
Chuck the Tank.
Chucky Banks!
Chuck's back!
And when I saw Machado come up, and I saw the look on Chris Sale's face, my reaction was, I cannot think of a better guy to go down for out number three.
Mic drop. Was that a mic drop?
No,
that
he
sounded
swung.
Like a mic.
No.
Or did he accidentally drop
he
the
fell.
Mic?
No, he fell.
No, he did the swing and fell.
He did the swing and went down to one knee. He emulated the swing, the K.
And then he fell.
Down for out number three.
You think his three frat brothers are in for this parade?
When Manny Machado came up, I said to my daughter, watch, they'll strike this son of a bitch out. Send him back to whatever the hell country he came from.
Had to make
USA! USA! Sorry, Cora, but you're going to just indulge me for a second. Who wants to do shots?
Wow.
Poor Tom Karen. Man.
Poor Tom Karen.
So was there a bet? Do you guys do that? I mean, did you have anything with California?
We reached out to the governor of California.
I thought we weren't going to do that. I thought we were better.
And said we'd be perfectly happy to make a wager on who was going to win the World Series. And they never got back to us.
Aha. I see what he did.
I don't really... I think they... Well, who knows? But the bottom line was we were ready to put it on the line for this team because this is a great team. And we didn't hear much from our colleague on the West Coast. So there you have it.
No, they addressed this before it started.
Oh, this is
that
so
they
good.
Weren't going to do this.
This is, so good. This is the nonsense that happens on parade days. This is the nonsense.
Do we have any Tangway yet?
Do we
I need Tangway like I need air.
You
know, Gary's
will you
been
shut
waiting.
Your phone off?
I'm sorry.
We're like 25 minutes into the show now.
I got people texting me from down there.
Okay.
Good luck getting down, they said, if you haven't left yet.
Oh, yeah, that's always the case. Yeah, that's sounded. Oh, it's going to be busy. It's going to be packed. A lot of people on the trains today.
Why? Because there's a million extra people going.
Yeah, that sort of stresses the system.
To a nine-block route
down,
in Boston, yeah.
Got down, can't even get near a train. Like, 2 mile back up, single line just to get on trains. Just turned around.
I believe
worth it.
I believe it.
Yeah. That's what parade day is. If you haven't, if you weren't down there at 8 a.m., and if you weren't making a day of it, then you're a moron already. If you're trying to go down right now, you're a moron and you've never been to one of these. First timer, rookie. You know? You make a day of it. You get up, you get your Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and you get down there and it's the flavor of the seasons. I'd get the pumpkin, not pumpkin spice, because it's pumpkin.
A lot of people want to bring their kids on these days.
Don't do it.
Extremely difficult to do these days.
Your kids will never see. Your kids won't see.
It's just hard.
And they'll cry.
It's
and then
hard.
They're going to get cranky.
There's a lot of people.
And you can't drink because kids aren't allowed in the bar. And if you didn't take the nips down and have them in your pocket, then you'd be screwed. And there aren't really many locations down there where you can buy liquor on the street.
Can I tell you what I do love, though, Hardy? I love when it's on a weekday.
Yes.
I do, because yes. for a lot of these, they've sort
off
of...
Day. They, off
if
day.
If they're anywhere near Saturday, they move it to a Saturday. I love it when it's on a weekday, and there's a million extra people on top of all the people who are typically in the city. Mm. Like, that's when you do get the best parades. That's when you get the biggest crowds. That's when it's, you know, at its peak, if you ask me.
It's going to be phenomenal to watch.
Oh, but yeah.
This is...
And if you haven't seen David Price's kid yet, you're going to see him today.
It's like the Super Bowl all over again. Yeah. As fun as it might be to be there, yeah. it's so much better on TV. This is going to be a great TV event today.
Oh, sure.
It always is. Not for Charlie Baker. He's going to have a front row seat the whole day. You think he's going to need a nap by the end of the parade?
Did Karen Polito talk yet? Did she talk yet?
He might need a nap. Charlie might need a nap by the end of the parade.
They roll Elizabeth Warren out with her red jacket and her black slacks. She's got to be next, right? They're going to put them all up there.
What does Tom Werner have today? Does Tom Werner have anything to say?
Oh, he already talked.
I mean, I know he was
Jim,
up there
do we run
trophy.
On that?
Do we know what he
well,
said?
As everybody knows, this is the most amount of victories the Red Sox have won since 1946. 108 regular season victories. And the competition in postseason, we rolled through the Yankees, we rolled through the Astros, we rolled through the Dodgers. And I would just say it was a combination of great hard work and great teamwork. And as everybody knows who watched it, everybody played a role from Price and Sale to Moreland and... Oh. And Pierce, and we had two MVP candidates, but everybody was, as everybody knows here, just a great contributor. And so we are so grateful to them, and we are so grateful to you. Thank you.
Way to kill the vibe, Werner. They told him no chanting this year. You could tell he was on a short leash there.
I'd like to start a chant.
Would you?
Like I said, there's people that walk in a room, and the room lights up when they walk in. And then there's people that walk in a room and you just want to run through a wall because there's no door that you can't get out.
I was going to say, then there are the owners of the Red Sox.
No, I mean, they got. I mean, let John Henry talk. Why does Werner have to speak? Let John Henry talk.
He'll turn the lights down in a figurative way.
He never gets old.
Can you believe how much swag is out there?
Yeah, see, now that. Now, Charlie Banks.
Charlie is freaking
Chuck
hammered.
Banks.
That's the way you do it. That's the way you do a parade.
Chuck Banks has got it right today.
He's not going to, like, mess around. Chuck the Tank is out today. You know what I mean? This isn't about. This isn't about Harvard Pilgrim or what I did there. This isn't about my new gubernatorial, you know, timeline that I've been on and how I'm going to win again and what Karen's done for us.
No, we've got Chuck.
Having my assistant lieutenant governor. But Chuck the Tank is out today. This isn't Governor Baker.
No, that's...
This isn't about the tea. This isn't about the snow removal. This isn't about any of those days. This is about Chuck the Tank.
Hey, guys, we actually do have news today, and it's breaking news related to the Red Sox.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It is opt-out day, and we have our answer on the opt-out as it relates to David Price. David Price just told everybody at Fenway Park that he will not be opting out of his current
season. I see what you did.
There you go.
Did I make it suspenseful?
You did.
Did I? David Price is confirming that he will stay put in Boston. He will not be opting out of his deal. He will play out the final 4 years of his contract through 2022. He is currently owed $127 million. $127 million left. He is confirming that today at Fenway Park. He had until midnight tonight to make a decision on that. He will make $31 million next year. He will make $32 million annually between 2020, 2021, and 2022. And he is staying put. So that speculation is out the window. He's staying here. Also saying today, I'm not going anywhere, quote, I'm not opting out, and that he never had a problem with the fans. I never had a problem with the fans.
Well, who does he have
David
a problem
Price. I would say that's very convenient,
Jim
David.
Jim Murray.
That's convenient to put it all in the media. I've never felt like thoughts and feelings in the media were more representative of what the fans were thinking than on a guy like David Price over the last 3 years.
I think they spoke for the fans.
How many times did you get booed at Fenway Park in the last 3 years, David?
Go back to the game against the Yankees. That one. Oh, was that the media booing? Were those boos coming from the press box?
No.
I didn't think so.
He never had a problem with the fans. Fans are always okay in his book.
The union would not have allowed the opt out. You know, it just it doesn't do good for the next guys that are they're going to be up. No right human with a brain would opt out of that type of money that's sitting there.
Not if you could test the market and get more.
Unless you knew that you would could go. I would think it would go to the Red Sox and say, "Hey, I'm opting out. Make it better." And I think that's the only. I think that's the only card he could have played. His trump card. They like to say yes. I got a trump card. I own all the cards.
By the way, the union has no right. I've heard that.
Yeah,
you know, the
I
union
know that,
would be happy. The union would say, well, the union doesn't actually have a say in this part of
they
it.
They don't have a say, but it's
there's
for
no
the betterment
restructure.
Of,
there's an opt out there. Guys have opted out of contracts before. They have no right to block it. They have nothing that they could do to get in the way. Nothing. Not a single thing. So I don't know what the point of that would be. Yeah, they'd be unhappy with it. They would advise them against doing it if it were less money, but what if it were more money? What if it were the same money with a different team?
Right.
I think there are other teams that would pay him the rest of his contract. Now, I didn't think
I agree with that.
I didn't think that 2 months ago.
Yep.
I think that something has changed with him.
It's like so hot.
That we all recognize. It's why we feel better about his future here. And I think it's why another team would feel good about his future with any other team. I do.
Good for him. He changed. He broke free. Figured it out. It's out of his head now. I could just go out and pitch and be him. He said that. They asked him at the end, like, what changed? I changed. It was on me. I adapted. And he broke through. Yeah, but, you hold the cards.
But he apparently just learned nothing about himself. Because once it was over and they had won, he was off that whole I changed thing, which I thought was a great answer. We gave him a lot of credit for it.
It's a good answer.
Yeah, a lot of credit for that. 617-779-0985.
Today's your day, buddy. Today is your day,
Parade
pal.
Day over at...
I need more Chuck the Tank. That's all we need. We're gonna
find out why they used to call me Up Chuck Baker, because I'm going to clear the system here.
Yeah.
Time to refill the tank.
If you're a Bostonian, he's yours,
Sox.
Man. He ain't going anywhere.
Mark on Twitter says, maybe Charlie Baker needs a little Jim Irsay.
Hey, man, what's up?
Quentin, you fired up, man.
Look at all the swag out there. Some baby tees. Come on, put them on the glass.
How many of you have only lived in the 2000s for the Red Sox?
I was going to say 17 under, but you got to be able to answer if you're old enough. 2000.
Sports Hub headlines.
I wasn't finished.
All right, so David Price announced that he is opting into the rest of his Red Sox contract as the Red Sox currently meet the media and the fans assembled at Fenway Park before the Parade of Champions taking place later this morning. Remember, it's a rolling rally. There will be no big gathering at the end. In terms of the Bruins, they got a win last night, 3-2 over the Hurricanes in Carolina. It's a nice bounce-back win for Brad Marchand and the team.
Yeah, I think we're happy with the result at the end of the day. They're a very good team. They're playing very well right now. They have been all year. So to come in here and get a big win, you know, we have to be happy about it. There's some areas that we have to continue to improve. We will and keep building on our game.
I'll take on the Predators in Nashville on Saturday. The Celtics got the 108-105 win last night over the Pistons. At the TD Garden, they'll stay home to take on Milwaukee on Thursday night. Headlines are brought to you by My Hair Doctors. Doctors Robert Leonard and Matthew Lepresti, 1-800-GET-HAIR. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines coming up at 11 o'clock.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air,
balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zo leave?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
During the season, I will tell you, if you were going to start probably the night before or 2 days before, in October, we did it for the first few days, but then after that, it really didn't matter. I didn't have to text them. I didn't have to call them because they didn't care. They just wanted to show up, help everybody out, and win ball games. And think about it. The New York Yankees, the sky was falling. You know, we lost game two, and he was panicking here. Everybody was like, whoa, it's over. We scored 16 at Yankee Stadium. Suck on it.
Okay. You don't like Alex Cora. You love him today, man. I mean, wow. Suck on it? What manager does that? What coach? We went into their stadium. We scored 16. Suck on it. Wow.
Just thought he couldn't get any bigger. Couldn't grow. Couldn't grow any more of the legend. He grows more today. That was good. That was damn good. Well, he's going to give you the generic, yeah, you know. He keeps going back to game two against the Yankees.
Like, I know.
What did he hear?
What did he hear after that game?
Wow.
There is something he heard or somebody he heard.
Well, that's who the suck on it is directed to. It wasn't the Yankees. So, yeah, yes. There's something really got in his kitchen.
I know that, but I'm saying someone in particular,
yes.
Either some writer or someone in the media that he heard after that game must have really irritated him. Because
didn't he hear something on, was it Evan Roberts, right?
David Price.
Okay.
That was in the Houston series with Price.
Price pitch game too. That's what
maybe he was listening to Scott Zolak. Zol thought it was done.
Well, I thought they were done.
Yeah, you thought they were cooked.
I thought that
was one
series right there. The way they lost that game? Yeah. I thought going to New York.
Maybe it was Maz. Did Maz think they were done?
Right? It's Columbus Day. Because we only had a half a show from Gillette. That's the day that Zoe said that.
Okay.
He ain't listening to us.
Never know.
That's when Zoe said if they lose, they're facing elimination.
Yeah, I thought that was a must win at home. I said they need to sweep at home. They need to go down 2-0. They need to go to Yankee Stadium 2-0. I ain't alone, folks.
Yeah, but I don't feel like it was a majority opinion that day.
Yeah.
There are some people that felt that way. There are many that did not. I'm just curious, like, because that's all it takes. All it takes is hearing one guy say it, and you think everyone's saying it,
yeah.
Right?
That's all.
Yeah. Because he keeps going back to it. He's gone back to it a bunch of times when they lost game two to the Yankees.
You know what it is, too? It's a former player in him.
It's got to be.
Yeah. When you play here, and you absolutely detest that team. You hate that team.
617-779-0985. The news today, by the way, David Price announced just minutes ago, he will be staying put in Boston. He is not opting out of his deal. He had until midnight tonight to do that. He is staying put. Oscar is in New Hampshire. Hi, Oscar.
I was just I picked up on your comments about Mr. Price, and I just wanted to remind you guys that after game two, when he was walking off the field, he got some cheers, not jeers, and everyone in the media made fun of the fans for cheering him coming off the field in game four with men on base after pitching four innings. So maybe that's why he likes the fans and doesn't like the media.
Yeah, I think that's revisionist history.
I think you got to go way back to 3 years. I mean, it's been going on for 3 years for me. He said, you guys have played it and played it good. Good to you. Good for you. And you've played it for a while and you played it hard. This isn't about one start where you got taken out in fourth inning. This is about, holy crap, I thought it was different here. I got my ass kicked by you guys. It wasn't that bad. I helped get you there. It wasn't about October, but yeah, guess it is for you. That ain't about one start. Mm-mm. That is a 3-year running thing for him. He's tired of the questions. He was tired of the questions. Hated it. Hated it. Hate facing the media. I don't blame him because you know what? Same repetitive question. But that's what you were brought here to do, to win in that month.
617-779-0985. We'll get to more of your calls, more coverage from the parade. We have some more to get to from that. They will get on the duck boats and start rolling through the streets of Boston in about, I'd say about 20 minutes from now.
And Joe Kelly is morphing into Johnny Knoxville as we just, right in front of us.
I thought it was Johnny Knoxville.
Looks like a young Knoxville.
He looked different midseason, man. He was a different dude. I dig him. I do. Joe Kelly.
More of that next.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
This hour, Zolak and Bertrand is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Visit now for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car and no appointment is ever needed.
Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 gift card to the Under Armour brand house at the Pru. Grab your custom championship t-shirts and gear now. Under Armour makes you better. Caller 10 right now, contest line only. And you will have your chance to win a $100 gift card, 617-931-0985. So David Price announces that he will stay here in Boston. He opts into the final 4 years of his deal with the Red Sox. Parade is going to get going in just a little bit, leaving from Fenway Park. George is in New Hampshire. George, what do you got for us today?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, you?
Oh, I'm living the dream.
Sounds like
glad
it.
Glad to hear it.
No, I think the reason why Cora said that was...
Is this Tom Werner?
No, this is George.
Okay, George. Sorry.
You're welcome, sir. It is because of Felger and Maz. Those two are so
negative,
critical on everything. You and Zolak are the only two I really listen to. That's on 98.5.
George, it's nice of you, because we try to keep it fair and balanced, right down the middle.
Well, no, I mean Zolak, I've been a fan of yours since the dark days of the Patriots.
Oh, it was dark. Have you read my book yet?
No, I'm going to get it today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
And I think that, you know, it's a team effort. Not one particular person, but a team effort. You know, and you are so fair and online with everything. I am so done with Felger and Maz. They're two ass clowns. Oops, sorry.
But you listen, George. I mean, you obviously listen, and people listen.
I wouldn't be done with Felger and Maz.
People say that, and they do a massive number. They're good at what they do.
A lot of people that say they don't listen to Felger and Maz, they listen every damn day.
They're chronics. Those people are the chronics.
Numbers don't lie.
And I think you and I attack when things are bad and when you should be attacked. We do. If it sucks, look at you with the Patriots. Like, that game was awful if you watched that yesterday. Well, what the hell is that?
Nothing. I just saw a Toucher and Rich commercial up there.
What was that for?
That's for the Toucher and
Rich
show.
Oh. Where'd that go? Like, where'd that come from?
See how easy it is to distract him? With that.
Fred looked just so awful on TV.
Thanks, Hardy.
Like, what the hell is that?
Appreciate it.
I thought he could continue.
You want to switch chairs the rest of the day? I'll do the headlines. Go ahead. If you want.
Rewind that now.
I'm sorry.
Where were you?
I don't even know right now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know what it is? Like you said the other night, like, that was awful if you watched that game. That Buffalo, yeah. It was a bad game to watch. But you know what? People still watch it. The rating was huge.
Yeah, massive.
The biggest rating ever.
Doesn't mean it was
sucked,
good.
But we call it, like, that game sucked. That sucked calling it. That sucked you watching it. That sucked for you doing a pre and a post for it. We're going to be fired up for Sunday. And that's the way it changes. We're not going to be the same for Buffalo as we are for Green Bay on Sunday Night Football. Hell no. It's a big game this week. It's going to be the biggest game of the year. This could get you to 7-2. You're up and running. Get to the bye at 8-2. Good God. Then we're talking Super Bowl. That's what we do. Flip the page. It's parade day. Woo. You know? George here. We call it. We see it. If it's bad, you're bad. Yeah. If David Price sucked, which he did on 11 of 12 starts in the playoffs, we're going to call it that way. We're not going to say, wow, well, that one was really good as opposed to the other 11. Man.
Joe in the car. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up? You guys stop picking on poor Tom Werner. He's stuck in perpetual puberty.
Is that what it is? Is that what's going on with him?
I think so, man. It sounds like it. But the other thing I wanted to say, you got to stop playing the Dropkick Murphys, man. They suck.
Whoa! Why? Now, I agree with you on the ship me up to Boston thing. Like, but if Tessie should be played any day, opening day and today.
Yeah, come on. You're going to complain
about
today.
I bitch about the Dropkick Murphys, but I dig that song. I love that song. And Jim knows it. I've been loving that song for 15 years.
Right, Jim?
Everything else they play?
Zoe been loving drop kicks.
No.
He been happy.
You know I hammer the drop kicks because I think the Ship Me Up to Boston has been played to overkill.
Shipping up to Boston.
Whatever that stupid song is. Go and I do all these other shows and markets, and they always bring me in on that song. And I'm like, don't do that. I'm not ever coming on your show again. That's not it. Like, let's go up to Beantown. Let's bring him in. Yeah. Does the games with Bob Sosie. Ship me up.
It's not a bad song. It's that we've heard it 14 million times.
Heard it a lot.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not about the song itself. It's not a bad song.
No. What is it? It's ship me up or shipping?
I'm shipping up to Boston.
To do what? What are you shipping? A package? You're gonna drive a boat? You're gonna drive that ship right up to that? Right past Thompson Island? Into Boston Harbor?
Woody Guthrie poem. They found it.
Once they get to beat LA, we'll come back to that spot.
Joe and Revere. Joe.
Hey, my man.
Hey, guys, I'm at the parade with my son Angelo.
Hey, right. Where are you? Where are you?
Italian?
Okay, I'm on Sterile Drive, Commonwealth Ave, Kenmore Square. I don't know Boston that good. Yeah.
I got your general vicinity. Yeah. Okay,
we know you're close.
You
That's good, Joe. It's a good location.
I'm at a great spot. I'm looking for the BLH signs. American guys. Hey, right. Joe.
What's up, Joe?
When are you going to get a job to do the football? You are the best commentator.
I do
the
a football
world.
Job.
Yeah, you
Joe.
Should get a job.
I have a job.
Football.
No, I know you got the Patriots, but who the hell wants to listen to Tony
Romo.
Whatever his name is.
Romo's good.
Romo.
Yeah.
Tony Romo.
Joe, I did that.
No,
Joe, if I did
Joe,
that call, I'd
no
have to.
Better than, so there's no one better than you.
Joe, if I did
That's
that call, you wouldn't
opinion.
Hear the same me.
That's
be a different call.
Opinion. No, but Beto, you're the best. You two guys are the only guys I call in. I only call in to this
right,
show.
Joe, if you see the governor today, give him a wave for us,
Chuck
okay?
The tank.
Hey, I'm wearing a Boston Bruins shirt. You'll see me.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll keep our eye out for you.
Angelo's
right.
still there?
All right.
Where's Angelo?
I love you guys.
Where's Angelo?
Angelo's right here.
Let me talk to him.
Hey.
Hey.
Everything okay?
What's going on?
Yeah.
How old are you?
It's Kowak and Beetle.
Oh.
Say hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey.
Angelo.
I need school to come to us.
Yeah, screw school, man.
All right.
Free day off.
Yeah.
You got a good dad.
All right, Joe. All right.
That's what it's about. Having your kids skip school.
Have a good
school.
Time out there.
Yep.
Yeah, we're ready to the parade.
Where are you?
Well, I made it to the Tobin Bridge. There's hardly anyone here. Right. We got a great spot. We're going to see him
across. I'm just going to say this. When Joe put Angelo on the phone.
Monroe 1 in Saugus. I don't see what the big deal is. We got here in 4 minutes.
I don't know about you guys, but when Joe's put Angelo on the phone, I thought Angelo was going to sound like a 50-year-old guy and be like, hey, how you doing? I didn't expect to talk to that kid.
I didn't want to ask him because I wanted to scare him. Just wanted to make sure everything was okay. And he sounded like, Angelo sounded like everything was fine. So, all right, he's good.
Everything was good.
Everything was good.
Hey, coming up in this 11 o'clock hour, Brad Stevens is going to call us. Head coach of the Celtics, Brad Stevens.
Yeah. Angelo, do you need us
so
to call?
So apparently Joe called earlier. But he had to hang up because he lost his son, and he had to go find him, and he had to talk to the cops and stuff. And then he found him, and then he called back.
That's Jesus. I won't even laugh at that. That's terrifying. Oh, at a parade?
Yeah,
oh,
that's why I said it's
we
not.
Got,
I said that right off the top.
It's his son.
A lot of people want to bring their kids. It's not an easy thing to do.
Nope.
It's not an easy thing to do on these days.
I got another question.
A lot of people, very busy, easy to get separated, all that stuff.
I got another question for you on the other side, too, regarding the parade today.
Okay, Brad Stevens is going to join us somewhere around 11:20.
Yep.
Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore, somewhere around 11:36. Mm-hmm. We've got a Dairy Queen gift card to give you at 11:50 today. We will get to some Celtics stuff later in the show. Last night they got a win. Kyrie Irving is back. I think the Celtics are on their way to sort of coming together, all that good stuff. So we'll talk to Brad Stevens coming up in about 20 minutes on that. Here's Hardy with headlines, no commercials.